Study 11, Section 3, Subsection 5, Practical Christian Life, the Breaking of Bread. Along with prayer and Bible reading, regular obedience to Christ's command to break bread and drink wine in memory of his sacrifice is vital. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus commanded, Luke 22, verse 19. It was his wish that his followers should regularly do this until his second coming, when Jesus will share the bread and wine with them again. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, Luke chapter 22, verses 16 to 18. The Lord Jesus gave Paul a specific revelation regarding the breaking of bread, just as he did concerning the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, and compare chapter 15, verse 3. The breaking of bread is that important. The bread represents Christ's body, which was offered on the cross, and the wine, his blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. It does not literally turn into the body and blood of Jesus. When Jesus said, "This is my body," in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, we are to understand that this represents, this is a symbol of my body. Jesus was clearly referring to what was usually said at the Passover. This is the bread of affliction which our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. It wasn't, of course, literally the same bread. This is clearly means this represents. In Zechariah chapter 5, verses 3 and 8, Matthew chapter 13, verses 19 to 23 and verse 38, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, and chapter 22, verse 27. In some Bible versions, when we read the word means, it is simply a translation of the verb to be. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, and chapter 12, verse 7, Luke chapter 15, verse 26, and Acts chapter 2, verse 12. This is should be read as this means or this represents. The earlier believers appear to have kept the breaking of bread service frequently, Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and 46, probably once a week, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. If we truly love Christ, we will obey his commands, John chapter 15, verses 11 to 14. If we have a true personal relationship with him, we will desire to remember his sacrifice as he has asked, and therefore encourage ourselves at the remembrance of that great salvation which he achieved. A period of quiet reflection upon his sufferings on the cross will make our own trials pale into insignificance when compared with those of our Lord. The breaking of bread is fundamentally a service of remembrance. Nothing magical happens as a result of doing it. In this respect, it is the equivalent of the Passover feast under the law of Moses, Luke chapter 22, verse 15, and 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. This was a means of remembering the great deliverance from Egypt which God brought about through Moses at the Red Sea. The breaking of bread service takes us back to our salvation from sin through Christ, which was made possible on the cross and to which we became related by baptism. Keeping this commandment should therefore be something which we naturally want to do.
Physically taking the bread and wine makes the love of Christ for us, and indeed all the things concerning our salvation, become so real once again. Breaking bread about once a week is therefore a sign of a healthy spiritual state. If one cannot do it with fellow believers of the truth, it should be done alone. No excuse should be allowed to stop us keeping this commandment. We should make every effort to keep a supply of bread and wine with us for the service, although in extreme circumstances even a lack of these should not prevent us from remembering Christ in the appointed way as best we can. Jesus used the fruit of the vine, Luke 22 verse 18, and we should therefore use red grape wine. To take the emblems of Christ's sufferings and sacrifice is the highest honour to which a man or woman could have. To take them with improper attention to what they represent is nigh on blasphemy, seeing that, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 26 and 27. A breaking of bread service should therefore be held at a time and place where there will not be distractions and interruptions to one's flow of thought. This may involve doing it early in the morning or late at night, in a bedroom or other suitable place. We are further advised, let a man examine himself, and so, in that humble spirit of self-examination, let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. We should therefore fix our minds on Christ's sacrifice, perhaps by glancing through the gospel records of his crucifixion before we take the emblems. By doing so properly, we will inevitably examine our own conscience towards Christ too. A suitable order of service for the breaking of bread is as follows. 1. Prayer, asking for God's blessing upon the meeting and for his opening of our eyes to his word, remembering the needs of other believers, praising him for his love, especially as shown in Christ, and praying regarding any other specific issues. 2. Do the Bible readings for the day as specified in the Bible Companion. 3. Meditate upon the lessons to be learnt from them, or read an exhortation, a Bible study upon those chapters which leads us towards the purpose of our service, the remembrance of Christ. 4. Read 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 29. 5. A period of silent self-examination. 6. Prayer for the bread. 7. Break the bread and eat a small piece of it. 8. Prayer for the wine. 9. Take a sip of wine. 10. Concluding prayer. The whole service should take just over 1 hour.